If you can see what these people are doing when that music comes on.
Oh, having some fun now.
Oh, I'm telling you, everybody's having a good time. So, let me do
music.
Let me do it. Okay, we're on. Just making sure people can hear us on the outside. Okay. So, hello, everybody, and welcome to Ghost Talk. I am team leader and field investigator Elizabeth Harbin, and I am joined by parapsychologist and founder of the North Texas Paranormal Group, Crossings Paranormal Research, Dr. Chuck Murphy. Hello, Dr. Chuck.
Yay.
Hey there. Yay, yay.
Yay.
Hi, Mom. Oh, I should care. But we'll talk about that some other time.
And y'all say real nice things, not say nice things, send positive energy to Carrie. She's going to be having a little bit of minor surgery tomorrow, so yeah. It was decided it'd be better if she stayed home. And then Gentella actually has the flu. Ick.
I don't have the flu. I've got a crummy, a lighter version. I've got flu light, 103. So.
That's just bad
it's
news.
It's kind of annoying. Yeah.
It's going around.
Absolutely. So instead, we have two awesome people that are joining us tonight. Mary Ann, who has been on the show several times, not necessarily Ghost Talk, but with us. Mary Ann is an awesome psychic. She loves to come because she's been giving readings to people, and she's waiting for them to call back so she can get verification of what
there
she said.
I love it.
Which I think is
awesome.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Yep.
And so the thing of it is she's usually just like 99.9% spot on anyway.
Thank you.
Yes. And of course, we have at the last minute, thank God we got in touch with her.
Yes.
We have Dina Gilmore, another awesome, fantastic psychic, shaman, radio host, producer, director, winner of a gazillion awards. Unbelievable.
Just an amazing person.
Absolutely. And also the co-host with myself of Southern Fried Psychics.
Yeah, baby.
So those of you
that
got the opportunity.
Right.
Those of you who were lucky enough to see Dr. Chuck, Dina, and myself, that would have also included Carrie and Gentella.
We had two other special guests.
But. Yes. So it was really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate it. So don't get stressed. If you can't catch us live tonight, we want to remind you that you can follow us on Blog Talk On Demand. We'll do our shows immediately after the show. You can also catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Pandora. Somebody picked us up, Podchaser. I don't know how they got us, but that's fine. Podchaser got us.
Cool.
And there's another one that picked us up as well. Like Dr. Chuck said, why don't you talk about who hasn't picked us up?
Mm.
And so right now the only...
That makes it easier.
Yeah. Right? The only one that hasn't picked us up yet because of financial situation is Sirius FM.
XM.
XM.
Mm-hmm. Satellite radio.
Satellite radio.
Right. Come and have us on.
They're coming.
They're coming.
So mm-hmm. once we get rich and famous, they'll go, oh, by the way, now that you're rich and famous, can
she'll
we have you on too?
She'll be coming around the mountain once you come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You said apple. I thought she was going to say apple pie. Seven. Apple pie.
Did what, Dr. Chuck?
I don't know if this is psychic input or not, but a singing group, we are not.
No, we are not.
Come on.
No.
Damn.
Yeah. That's thing back in the day, but yeah. No.
That's pretty much true.
Yeah.
That's not just pretty much true.
Just
it
like
is
Roddy
true.
Said.
I wasn't even trying.
we're not part of that group. So tonight, we've just changed the format for tonight. So
awesome.
we're just going to throw out questions to Dr. Chuck, and if Dr. Chuck has a question, you know, he can throw it back out to us.
Cool.
But
yep,
I do have a question for you, and this happened, I believe it happened last month at Psychic Night in McKinney, and I was reading for a lady, and we were talking about her daughter. She has two, and both are in college. And so I said to her
mom keeps saying hi.
She said, I want to talk to you about my daughter. And I said, that's fine. And we were talking a little bit. And I looked up and I said, well, there's a woman that I see who's behind you. She said, oh, that's my mom. She's always in the picture. She, you know, anytime I go to a psychic, she wants to show up. And I thought, well, you know, my mom does the same thing. So I get it. And I said, no, this is a grandmother. And she said, well, my grandmother doesn't usually show up. And I'm going, well, this is a grandmother. She's telling me this is a grandmother. And so she said, wow, that's a first. Every time I've come in here, it's always been about my mom. And I said, well, your mom's not saying a word. And she said, well, that's the only woman she would have shut up to is my, is her mother.
Oh, there you go.
And I said, okay. Right. So we were talking about her daughter, and her daughter is going to airline school. So she's going to learn to be a commercial airline pilot.
Awesome.
Right.
And wherever it is that she's at, it's not really the best one, but her other daughter is at the best one. She got accepted. And so she said, I don't really want to interfere, but I'm getting the message that my daughter is going to the wrong one and she needs to move. And I said, well, let me tell you what I just heard. I said, I heard grandmother say to me, she's me, I'm in the wrong place, and it's time for me to go to another location. I said, it's as if this woman, this grandmother is telling me that daughter of yours is her. And she just sat there for a minute. She looked at me and she said, right before I had birth of this child, my mom's mom passed away.
Wow.
And we named her after her. And I said, well, this grandmother is telling me she's living this life in this child. And this child is supposed to be doing great things because the grandmother didn't have the opportunity to. And so she proceeded to say, yes, she was born at the wrong time. She was born way too early. She really should have been born like now because this is her opportunity to fly and all this other stuff. So you were talking about this TV show.
Right.
The Ghost in My Child.
The Ghost in My Child.
The Ghost. Yeah, it's a ridiculous title because it really doesn't – I mean, I guess if you've had a glass of wine, it sounds good. But, I mean, seriously, it just it's talking about reincarnation and a child, a young child, under 10 usually, reliving memories from there. And sometimes they're good, sometimes not so good. And – you know, to say it's a ghost in my child, for heaven's sake. What it really is, and I think this is the case probably with Grandma, is Grandma was Grandma, but then she came back really fast, apparently, turned right around and came back as the daughter. There's not two people living in the same body. It's just one. And the one thing that I keep saying to these people, I mean, of course, I'm yelling at the TV, which is ridiculous, but I'm going,
can't help it.
Can't you guys see the forest from the damn trees? If he had a past life or she did, so did you.
Yeah.
Duh.
Grandma had unfinished business.
We all have.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you had that one lifetime and you weren't able to take it. Well, you have a semester in college, and having just gone through that with my wife at a graduate school, you know, there's a lot of stuff she wants to take. She can't. I can't take it this semester. I've got to wait till. So it's the same way here. You know, this lifetime, I want to do this and this and this. Well, you can't do all that. You can just do this and this.
Right.
Oh, well, okay. But can I come right back? Yeah, you can come right back. That'll be fine. You know. So,
well, that certainly crazy. That certainly is how it felt to me, that this grandmother.
Yeah, and that might be why you haven't heard from her. You know what would be really good to find out, if it's possible, is what was, I mean, it's going to be hard to figure it out, but what was the daughter doing at that exact moment you were talking to grandma? Was she asleep? You know, is she taking some medication to help her sleep or whatever? I mean, how did the spirit enable, how was it enabled to free itself for a moment to talk to you?
That's a really good question.
And not have the daughter herself.
Well, I know. I know there's a major strong connection. I know there's a major connection between her and her daughter, just in general. But it's the same, to me, it's along the same lines of if Jesus can be everywhere at the same time, if Archangel Michael can be everywhere at the same time, can't these people be everywhere at the same time as well?
Yeah, it's all energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, but then you'd have to go with by location, which, you know, that's another whole show just on that.
Right.
So when the various, and they, unfortunately, mostly it was priests, and Casey a little bit, but when they would talk about them being bi-located, like Padre Pio's pretty famous one recently, when he would supposedly be at another village seeing people, or being seen by others, I guess, he would usually be at his primary residence sleeping, or, quote, in his meditative trance.
Right.
So, you know, in other words, if it's a spirit inhabiting a body, controlling it, which is what we're all doing, then you can't do this and do that at the same time because you're not in spiritual form, period. So you have to take, you know, whether you want to use the term astral travel, spirit travel, remote travel, whatever, it's all the same thing. They have to be doing something physically that's not demanding. So basically sleep, you know, whether it's a meditative trance or they just went to sleep, whatever. She could be drunk and passed out, you know, I mean, you never know.
Hopefully not that part.
You're just pretty well physiologically disconnected when that's occurring. So, I mean,
could have been asleep because it was really getting late. It was the last read I had, I think, of the night. So it was like 8:40, getting ready to go to 9:00.
Yeah.
And
so,
she was talking
about
her. Do you
know if the older daughter, did the name Emery Riddle come up at all?
Not that I remember.
Okay, because that's one of the premier air training academies that offers up. let's see, they offer a bachelor's in aeronautical science, and I believe you graduate with your ATP, which is your airline transport license.
Well, one daughter who's really at the better one, she's actually getting to fly and do all kinds of hands-on training. The one that is
sounds like
named,
Emery Riddle.
It could be. The one that is not at the better place is getting none of that. And it sounds like her program that she's in is about to collapse. So her mom wants to get her out of this before it collapses and get her over there with the other daughter. And the other thing is that they would work well together and they would kind of feed off each other's energy in a very positive way. So I agreed.
Good.
Like, she needs to be over there.
So, but I think your read on that the grandma is actually the daughter is, you know, that's not unheard of or bizarre at all. As a matter of fact, the little think group that I'm part of, we were just talking about that and saying, you know, maybe that's why the people that wish to control, i.e. the organized religions, I'm trying to not sound like I'm on a soapbox, they, you know, they stress stuff that's like using the restroom. Of course you're going to have sexual fantasies. Of course you're going to have temptations to, you know, take and steal or lie. Or that's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is saying, well, you're a human, you breathe, but you know, breathing is sinful. My God, you got to try to stop doing that. But you can, of course.
Right.
It's part of who and what we are. So they just have sort of a built-in clientele, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Human nature.
And here's something I'll throw out that was raised in that discussion group, and that is throughout most of history, when just me personally, I don't ascribe this to anybody else's view, but me personally, I would look at the church, the Roman church, because it was a powerhouse until the 1800s, and I would look at it and go, how can this vessel of love and Christian belief be so freaking violent and horrible? You know, they have torturers
right.
on the payroll.
Oh,
they have Inquisition. They have crusades. They have genocide, basically, condoned by the Pope. And up to, if you want to include the church with the Holocaust, I don't have a problem with that. And so how does that gel with the message? I mean, the local guys, the guys who run the parishes and stuff, I don't think they're involved at all. But the guys at the top, I think they've known all along the whole thing's a sham.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just a way of
power
control.
And greed. Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
All for the mighty dollar.
You know, there was that story about, I think his name was Leo, but I won't swear to it, Pope Leo and the King of France. This was right at the beginning of the Renaissance. And so they didn't have golf back then, so they walked in the gardens and talked. So they're walking in. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
okay.
I can't think of any other reason. What the hell are they going out in a wheat field to talk, you know?
Seriously.
Anyway, that's the story. They were walking through the wheat field, and the King of France, because the King of France was like number two behind the Pope, basically, worldwide. And he said to the Pope, hey, you've got hundreds of millions of people that you have to keep in line and keep on track. How do you do that? And the Pope walked over to the wheat fields, and every time he saw a head of wheat sticking up above the majority, he would lop it off. And he said, that's how you do it. You know, the smart ones you get rid of. And you just keep the sheeple. Isn't that frightening? I mean, you know, there's reason to believe that's a true story. So, if that's the way they thought, God.
I mean, they persecuted
the
witches in the 15 and 1600s.
Yeah.
All the religious,
you
know.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know,
witches. Come on. What's wrong with witches?
Yeah,
well, they
exactly.
Probably smelled bad, but then we smelled bad.
Well, not all witches.
Who didn't back then?
You know,
we didn't have modern convenience that we do now. But.
Although, I will say this, I think witches didn't smell bad because they were the ones who understood that the proper herbs were like an antiperspirant and deodorant and for incense and all that other stuff. So actually, they probably smelled really good and everybody else smelled like
when
pigs
you see,
and cows
when you see
and chickens.
Today that are referred to holistic medical practitioners or herbalists, any of that, well, there you go. That's what they were, you know? I mean, just because. But the church would say, you can't do that with this. You got to do it with this. And they'd go, screw you. Just like Galileo, you know. I mean, look at him. He proved we orbit the sun. And the Pope's quote, and I have no reason to doubt, was, I'm not looking at your telescope because if I do, I'll see something that's going to make me change my mind. And I'm not changing my mind, period.
Wow.
So there you go. You're out. You know, lop off that tall wheat. So,
yeah,
it's all kind of weird. And what I don't get is why the people on TV, that's the only flaw in the show, don't go, maybe we all need to take a step back and think, oh, my God, why do I like this? Why do I like German food, but I'm not German? And, you know, my great ancestors two generations back, but, you know, why do I like Wiener Schnitzel and why do I like sauerkraut and shit?
Love it.
I just had sauerkraut earlier.
Yum.
Yeah.
Stop. You're making me hungry.
Like I know, right? I know, right? I know.
You're making us hungry. Oh, my God.
Talking about
with
food.
All the good food, too.
All the good food.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Wiener schnitzel.
And it destroys.
Sauerkraut.
This is what we were arguing about, or debating about, not arguing. It sort of destroys in some ways or diminishes soul connections or soul mates or whatever you 100%. Want to call it, because it makes it sound more like we're just a bunch of freaking hamsters, man. You know, we just jump into whatever lifetime we think is going to help us. And so you might be married to your daughter, you know, or you know, or we, I mean, you know, where other people go, oh my God, I kissed my brother. Are you kidding me? You know,
yeah. Well, there's a lot to be said for that, because there were several times that I could swear that I was the mother and my mom was the daughter.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee
oh,
that.
Mm-hmm. I know that happened. I absolutely positively believe that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's more a case of, oh, you think you can do such a good job raising a kid? Great. Mm-hmm. Next lifetime, we'll just switch. Let's
mm-hmm.
just see
yep.
what you do here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And,
you
take this on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny is I'm sure all of you who read as well have heard this. You'll say that to someone who has a child, and you'll say something to the effect of it in a reading. You ever feel like maybe you're the parent? And you're helping your parent kind of figure this shit out. They're sort of looking to you for stuff. And they'll say, yeah. Or the reverse mm-hmm. is, do they seem overly bossy to you as a kid, telling you what to do? Say, I told you, that's what, you know. Well, yeah, maybe last lifetime they were mom or dad. And so they're used to saying that. That's normal for them. And the question to them, they go, I don't know, I just, that's what I feel. Well, yeah, of course, you had a whole lifetime of it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So then you really start thinking, so just how many years have we been punching it out of this place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunch.
Mm-hmm. And I had a lady, I want to share this with you guys. I had a lady who's at hospice say the most amazing thing to me. I thought at first it might be a touch of Alzheimer's or medications. You know, she's got really bad stage 4 cancer. And she seemed very lucid when I was talking with her. And she said, the one thing I know for sure is we don't have anything to be afraid of.
That's right.
That's
and
yeah, that's
just,
true.
It was just the way she said it that was like, you feel the earth move almost. Like, you guys are making such a big deal over taking a number 2, for God's sakes. That ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through this. Just relax.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to, in our shamanic training, we had to do death and dying, and we had to cross over to the other side. So, because I used to be one of those that was kind of afraid of death, but when we did that in our training, gosh, I think we had 2 shaman teachers there at the time, plus the class before us that had graduated to support us. And so everybody had their own one-on-one just to make sure that you would come back, because it's absolutely gorgeous over there on the spirit world side. And there is nothing to be afraid of. So it's stunning, like indescribable almost.
There are no words.
And you know,
you brought
something else to mind, just totally random thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not really on topic, but when I worked as a hospice chaplain, when I was practicing as an interfaith, the most common thing I would hear from people that were, you know, at the very end was, I wish I hadn't worried so damn much. But it just never happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And that has stayed with me. I think of that almost every day. Like, is this really worth even worrying about? Or do you just kind of, you know, a lot of people read that as, he doesn't care. And it's like, no, I don't care, because I choose not to care. It's not going to matter. It's not worth caring about.
Right.
It's a distraction, right?
Totally.
I mean, most of our physicality is distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're amazing people. I mean, with the technology that we have, you know, mastered just as the church let go. But still, that doesn't mean we're not spirits. That means we are spirits, and we're smart.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're doing, you know? I don't
we're
know.
A spirit body first.
Maybe it's just because I'm getting old. I don't know.
Well, that is kind of a topic that's been coming up here lately for those of us who are knocking on the door to 70, our immortality.
Watch it. Be careful.
So that is something that's really been kind of put, there are others and I are talking about that exact same thing. I don't think I'm afraid of death because I've seen too much of it to where I've seen it and it goes peacefully in some cases and, you know, some fight it, but, and some just won't go.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not leaving, damn it. You can't make me.
That's right. My mom was that way. Yeah. It's like, it's on my time, not your time. It's like, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was on her time. My brother, it was on his time as well. You know, he decided, okay, this is the time. But there are several of us who have actually been going around talking about this, that all of a sudden it's become, you know how you have things that are in the back of your mind that you think about very infrequently? And then all of a sudden it goes like direct to the front.
Right.
Like zoom, it's right in the front. Now all of a sudden it's right in your conscious level. Well, that's some of the things that we've been talking about.
That's what they taught us at school was, it's the reality of where are you time wise in life, you know, and I'm past 70, so I'm kind of going okay. So yeah, I'm really kind of the last lap around the track here. There's no getting away from it. I mean, you know, that's the reality. I was born in 48. That's it. There you are. Done. You want to be dead? You can be dead, not have any of this to worry about. But, you know, you're still here. Keep your shit up. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. We'll tell you when it's time. So,
well, I had the weirdest experience.
Well, I don't answer the phone anymore.
I had the weirdest experience not too long ago. It was probably a couple of months ago. And I forgot where I was going. And I heard in my head, you were going to have five of the most fantastic years you've ever known.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, this is the greatest. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Does that mean I've only got 5 years left? Or it's only going to be 5 years? And I thought, we're not going to worry about that.
No,
we're just going to go with
that.
It. Mm-hmm. And, you know. Enjoy that.
And I would have asked, are those consecutive or are we splattering those around?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think to ask.
Can you bring clarity to that, please?
Yes, please. God, some psychic I am. I mean, seriously. You never think about asking your own questions. You're
always working for everybody else.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's hard to remember self, especially doing what we do.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That I should have asked that. Like, is this in a row?
I think that's why it's so important for other ones, you know, like what we all do, because we're all unique and different. But I think it's so important to let your other people read for you.
Oh, always.
Oh, there's much important, not only medicine, but enrichment from that.
Because you can't tell what your stuff's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're in it. You can't see.
Well, that's right.
That's the thing. People go, but you're psychic.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see yours before we see ours.
No, it's okay. No, you can interrupt me, honey. It's all right.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to interrupt you. There's an old saying that says we're only as honest as we are, as we would behave knowing we'd never be caught. Okay? You may have heard that.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mom likes it, too.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. What if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, Liz, five consecutive years, you were going to win the Powerball, you were going to have $300 million, everything be taken care of. Okay. How would you live compared to how would you live not knowing that? Think about it. So if I signed up for my last year of college and somebody said, hey, you're going to graduate with a 4.0, you're going to be magna cum laude, yada, yada, all this good shit. You think I'd bust ass? Hell no. I go, hey, I got this in the bag, man. I got this. But when I'm sitting there getting my papers sent back and my research rejected and all this other stuff, I'm thinking, dear God, I'm going to be lucky if I get out with a 1.0, you know. So, you know, you really apply, and I did 100 times better than I would have done if I knew it was all going to work out.
Yeah.
That's not to say that somewhere up there, wherever that is, somebody didn't know, oh, he'll get it. He's going to do fine. Mm-hmm. But to tell me that would just destroy our motivation, because that's just who we are.
Well, motivation
it's
is
weird,
a big thing.
True.
You know, motivation is really, you have to have it to go forward in many cases.
Yeah. And it has to be that self-actualization that either saves you or condemns you. You know, I mean, that's the whole psychology or whatever, philosophy, rather, behind you're only as honest as if you knew you'd never be caught.
Right.
So, you know, if you find the wallet with $1,000 cash, couldn't I just take the $1,000 out and say I found the wallet? Who's to say I took it?
Uh-huh.
Anybody. But could I live with that as a person? They're like, oh, God, I stole shit. No. So, I mean, I would think, though. I hope so.
Well,
I haven't been there. I haven't found it yet. Still looking for it.
I always think about karma.
Me too.
Yeah, same.
And
I believe
because
it comes around.
I really firmly believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
It just I just know that if I go in and do the right thing, I'm going to get it back tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I just know that it's going to come back to me in a very positive way, because
the laws of physics govern everything. I mean, I know it sort of demystifies religious things like, you know, sin and sin, death, greed, all grace, what have you. But really, it's all science. It's all, that's the one the church is so opposed to, I think. Anyway, long story short, the very simple statement that you learn your first class in physics, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction.
Right.
That's karma.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in plain sight for you. Just as eternity, living forever. You know, all energy was created at once, i.e. the Big Bang, and now continues forward unchanged and able to be created nor destroyed forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you are. You live forever. Your energy. Duh.
Well, that's true.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Science
is amazing.
Let me ask you this, because this was a question that was on one of the shows, and Carrie had mentioned this, that she was going to ask you about it. Do you believe that there is a set time or a set date that you're going to, that people will actually die? I mean, do you believe that before we come over?
You know, that comes under the whole discussion of predestination, which is, does God say, Chuck, you're a neurosurgeon. That's what you got to do. And then Chuck becomes a carpenter and loves it, has a great life. Have I just pissed off God?
No.
Well, I'm not so sure. So the same is true here. We live in a world of free will, freedom of choice, knowledge of good and evil, call whatever the hell you want. It's all the same thing. Okay. That is really the force that introduces what is known as the laws of chaos. Okay? And you could choose tomorrow morning, Liz, when you go to get your coffee at Starbucks. I don't know what you really do, but let's say you do. Let's say you decide to go straight instead of turning left like you always do and go that way. You decide to go straight, go through the park just to kind of see if the trees have turned or whatever. In the process, a little kid runs out in the street, gets run over by you accidentally, but run over nonetheless and dies. Now, was that his predestined date to die, or was that just something that was the obvious conclusional act? That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a different word. that was the conclusion of your choice, or that was the result of your choice to go straight. Had you turned left, he'd be fine. He'd still be here. But for the fact you decided, for whatever reason, to go straight, free will, you had the accident. Maybe you avoid an accident. Maybe if you turned, you would have hit somebody or been in a car. You never know. That's what Jeff Goldblum's character was trying to talk about in Jurassic Park, the laws of chaos. And it's fascinating to realize that so many of what we go, well, God takes them young, but he loves them. We have all these little allegorical phrases. But the reality is that was just somebody's free will choice that caused it, and it was chaotic. It wasn't part of the plan. And I'm just from reading, I know there's plenty of spirits out there that are going, son of a bitch, I got to do this shit again? Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, well, but what happens if you're in college and you got COVID? You missed half the semester and you had to drop out and then come back next semester and start all over. Well, just the way it goes, man. That's life. That's the chaotic nature of life that not many people like to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I know.
That makes sense, though.
And it also means that God is not angry at you because you didn't become an emergency room nurse or a surgical nurse and instead took a career in HR for a while, and now you're into media and spirituality. God's not sitting up there going, damn, Liz, what the hell are you doing?
No, yeah.
You know,
I agree with that.
I would see God going, you go, girl. You find whatever floats your boat, and I'll help you with it.
Because that's it.
Know?
Whatever
as
makes you
as...
and brings you the most joy and happiness.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. God wants the best for you. Do we tell her, I mean, the lady obviously isn't telling her girls, fly, you want to be pilots? Are you out of your freaking mind? You need to be housewives. What's wrong with you?
I'm glad she's not doing that.
She's encouraging them.
She was very
adamant about that. You're not
at the right
one. Getting it up.
You need to be at the right,
place. Why do we think less of God or whatever you want to see God as?
Programming.
And I think there's way more delegation in the spiritual hierarchy or whatever you want to call it, hierarchy, I guess. I don't know that whatever God is necessarily gets involved in the day-to-day nonsense with us. Our spirit guides are more like the cops on the beat that are like, hey, you better slow down. Speed limit's 35 here. You know.
Yeah.
And then maybe they all get together for a convention in the summer and they kind of turn in their reports or whatever. I don't know. But
oh, God.
You know, this is, you guys all know there's a few spiritualists out there that really buy this whole corporate structure thing, right? And then our government.
Of course.
You know, you think of Franklin and all the Masons and the way he's the power broking and the way it went on back then. Those guys were seeing it on a more spiritual basis than a real basis like me.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why he said you've got a democratic republic if you can hold on to it. Because they do a democracy, well, it's got its good points, but it still needs some checks and balances. And so that's why they made it the Democratic Republic. Anyway, it's all really weird when you think about it. You know, you want something weird, the people that established Vatican City were the Pope, the Mafia, and Hitler. So
yeah.
That
place is really cool.
I don't know if you knew that. Actually, Chamberlain was there, too.
Wow.
And it wasn't formed until the 20s. I don't know if you knew that. It hasn't been there. I mean, the city has been there as part of Rome, yes. But as a sovereign country, no. It was in the 20s.
So it has its own police, correct?
Oh, the Vatican?
Yeah,
correct.
It has its own
they
police.
They have their own police.
Their own address, I mean, their own zip code.
Wow.
Oh, and everything. Yeah.
There's some cool stuff behind the scenes there that I got into. That
back and bank. Oh my God!
Chambers. There's
so
hallways.
Corrupt.
There's whole other places all underneath there.
Yes.
That's all I can say. I got to survive.
Where are the secret bank accounts?
There's
where
a lot
are the
of secret
bank
stuff
accounts known to be. Switzerland, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, why does
yeah
the Vatican have Swiss guards?
Tons
oh
of
well
Swiss
maybe
guards
because the families. Look at the Italian families that actually made the initial deposits to fund, quote, the Vatican Bank. They were all major mafioso figures.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have carte blanche over there. So, I mean, and, you know, the bank just got investigated and almost shut down here a year ago or so. So
really?
I'm not trying to bad rap the – oh, yeah, I don't know if you knew that. The Italian government went after them. For money laundering and all kinds of stuff. Anyway,
it's gone on for years.
I'm not picking just on the Roman Church. I think this is kind of pretty much worldwide, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I think
yeah it's not just
Buddhism
Rome.
Seems to be okay to me. I don't really find anything with them or Baha'is, but some of these others, oh my gosh. I love the Indians and Hinduism, because they got a god for everything. Every god has a god.
They do.
You know,
right.
I,
pretty cool. Yeah. It's cool.
They got the tail.
I like that.
Like, hey, don't sweat. Everybody's god.
Everybody. Everything.
Everything.
Yes, everybody and everything.
So,
everything. Everything.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I got one quick question before we run out of time.
Okay.
As I mean, some of you I know are not involved directly with the paranormal team, although you should be.
I have been.
Have you guys noticed anything different the last, say, 6-8 weeks?
Yes. Heightened.
Oh, God.
Very
yeah
heightened paranormal activity. I was going to talk to you about this, so I'm glad you brought it up, because it's like electric
okay
right now.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
I agree.
What I'm experiencing, a lot of paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have mentioned to me that that's happening,
you know, please,
as well.
I'm not trying to default to the, you know, when people just default to paranormal, to whoa, scary, scary.
Yeah, don't
move
be scared. It's
but,
not
you know,
scary.
Just,
it's mm-hmm science.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not that. No, it's just
people just
awareness
want to communicate.
Yes, it's an awareness.
Yeah.
I think more people
I'm
are trying
the,
to communicate
overall,
as well.
Agreed.
Does anybody sense, let's see, say an urgency to, I don't want to say warn us, but maybe an
yes
urgency to communicate with us and say, hey, guys,
yep
pay attention.
Yeah.
Low yoga. You have no idea what's coming.
Yep.
You're not careful.
Yes, there is.
And I don't know that
we've
it's
discussed
Trump
this.
I mean, I've heard people talk about Trump, but I don't know that that's it.
I don't
think,
I don't think it's
fire.
I don't think
that's bigger
but,
than that.
I think it's
yeah
bigger
no
than that. I think a lot of the energy that a lot of people are picking up and they can't figure out, the first of all, they can't figure out if it's them or if it's something else,
mm-hmm,
which is what we're trying to teach
yeah
them. You've got to first figure out, is it you
mm-hmm
or is it somebody else? But I've had more
right
people in our business say, do you think there's something that's coming? And it's like, oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Something stirring the pot. I think would be the
oh
way
yeah
there,
yeah
yeah. It's a to me it feels like a big pull to get more centered. There's we have to come more from our heart center.
Uh huh.
That is what I just keep getting these messages of.
Yep.
You've got to pull together. You got to come back to your heart.
Right.
Get out of your fucking head. Pardon
yep
my French. I don't know if I can say
there
that on
go
the radio, but I just did, and I'm sorry,
well,
but I just keep getting that real strong to. Get out of the head.
You
like you and I were talking about Earth.
No,
I got really good. I got my yeah mouth washed out all the time. I'm really good at it. I've
you
gotten
know,
quite used to that.
If someone was to do that today, I swear to God, they'd be arrested for
exactly.
A physical
well, your
yeah
parents would be in prison.
Because that's a physical abuse.
Yeah.
For washing my mouth out with
so
soap.
I think it's why now more
one
than ever.
I have.
Well,
so
hold on a second,
think,
Dr. Chuck.
Wait, go
Go ahead, Dana. Yeah. What were you finishing?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it's more important now than ever that people are willing and open to expand themselves,
yes,
and get out of any societal programming, any box that you're put into, even like what your parents, you have your own free will, you have your own free thought kind of thing. Cause I grew up in a strict Southern Baptist family and I'm definitely not, I was the 5-year-old that got kicked out of Sunday school. Cause I'm like, I read the same book you did and it was about love and acceptance.
Yes.
Go sit with your mother. Okay. You know, kind of thing, because yeah. I think now more than ever with everything going on in the world, if we don't start operating from the heart chakra and get out of ego, power, yeah, greed, we will destroy this planet that wasn't even ours to begin with.
Right. Yes.
We're not
exactly
taking care of it, and no, we're not taking care of each other.
You hit the nail. Do you think any of this could be the cause and effect of what we're experiencing has anything to do with the change from the old Mach 2 that was Pisces for 2,000 years? We're now going into what? Aquarius. Which is feminine. Yeah, feminine loving energy. You think that's part of this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
100%. I mean, think of all the levels we're being asked to be understanding on. LGBTQ. I think there's another letter up. If I forget it, I apologize.
We always say the LGBTQ
that, think
alphabet
of the way. Okay. Yeah. I was getting ready to go TCP, take care of business, whatever.
LGBTQ.
The point is, we're just being asked to say, hey, come on, look at the Israelis and the Palestinians, which, by the way, the Israelis were called Palestinians until 48. I mean, if you put them side by side in a mirror, you couldn't tell them apart.
Exactly.
So why are they fighting like this? Why are they killing each other? Why don't they say, hey, we're both the same? We're both
power
the same.
And greed. Power
it's
and greed.
The ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When
the
you
ego
don't do the deep work, like you just got to do the work. If you don't do the work, then you get stuck in this or, in a box, in a rut, in a ditch, in a whatever you want to call it. There's words for everything. But that's when people can't see beyond themselves and they put themselves as the, top of the food chain, whatever you want to call it. It's not about us. It's about we. It's about all. It's about being one and, really coming together. I mean, prime example about all this happening to my LGBTQ+ community is we have to learn how to better stand in our power and our voices and not let society or religious or persecutions eliminate us, which
has
been the talk of the town, they're better off if they're dead. No, we're not.
Okay, so I have one other really good question that may or may not apply to this. I think it fits in somehow, if you guys are willing.
Absolutely.
So, they just discovered somewhere in the upper quarter, the northwestern quarter of the United States, like the largest to date oil find. Has anybody read about that?
The
last year it's been verified. Yeah, it's like monsters.
Nope.
It's Montana and Idaho. It's a big one. Okay, well, anyway, the question that was asked, and I really didn't know how to answer it, was where the hell did all that oil come from?
We've had
oil
it.
Mm-hmm. is
it's
the liquid
there.
Form of decomposed biological material, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough plants on the earth for the last 10 million years to produce even one of those things, like in Saudi, the oil fields over there. So where did all that oil come from?
I think it's just always been there.
Decayed?
It's
what
been
was
there.
Yeah, but how did it get there? It's not something produced by the earth. Something being stored. Or if there were civilizations way ahead of us.
There you go.
There you go.
That ended up getting covered up.
I think
maybe
it's
we're filling our car with somebody from 100,000 years ago.
Well, that's how we have grumpy old cars.
We have what?
Yeah,
we have
so.
Grumpy old cars. Anyway. We're filling it full of grumpy old people.
Yeah.
I think it just shows
are
the shifts and layers
regular,
of,
you know,
yeah,
how the earth transforms.
Some
and,
of these people were not regular, you know?
Yeah. They're
right.
Unleaded.
They are really unleaded. Yeah. It's like, oh, ethanol here. Sounds like
oh,
you're full of diesel.
That's
yeah.
A whole
yeah.
You smell like diesel. What you doing over there?
Seriously. I
yeah,
think it I think
exactly.
I think that's a really good point. I really I think
nobody asks. You know?
Of course not.
I just
cuz they're
I
all just
that,
in
I
their
thought,
3D mind.
Well, isn't
little
something
or no research.
Isn't something supposed to be revealed this year that is just going to be like so mind-boggling that
yep.
it's just gonna shock people to their core because
okay,
it's
so I heard the disclosure is actually going to be the releasing of the facts that we suspect strongly these are people coming human beings just like me and you okay because it remind me to get to the study of bodies human beings just like me and you like 1,000 years from now time traveling back and they're coming back to see wait a minute that's when that nuclear age started that's when shit really started getting crappy or you know they're trying to change the past to affect their future
yes
in other words UFOs or UAPs whatever you want to call them they're not people little green men from outer space they're us they're just us
yeah.
from the future
right
instead then that gets the whole thing like so if I'm in this lifetime, how could I possibly be in a lifetime 1,000 years from now? That's so you know, just one thing leads to another. You can just dig in so deep; it's ridiculous.
Well,
but
they talk about you know
guy,
you've seen those pictures where you've seen people in
Yale.
Yeah.
Are you? Is that what you're talking about? I think it was a professor at Yale.
Yeah.
For his PhD was aging the human body over. Oh, God, like 5,000 years. And at like 1,000 or 1,500 by then, we look kind of like little grays because our instrumentality had replaced pretty much everything manual. So we were just big heads with these skinny little bodies. You know, we
yeah,
would look like them.
Sense.
That's what we were looking like.
Well, some people,
apparently
and this is not being critical, but because I've seen, you know, when mother was in rehabs, I saw a lot of older people and they do look a lot like little grays because they're little. They're
yeah.
small
they
individuals. They are shrinking up.
Yep.
Or they get into their entire body is like atrophied, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's
well,
really.
Hey, I'll confess to that. You know, I've lost yeah. like 4 inches in height and mm-hmm. I weigh now what mm-hmm. I weighed when I was 16 or 17. And I think I never stopped eating. I mean, you know, I'm not starving myself or anything. So,
that's
oh,
good.
God, I drink like a
that
fish.
Is good.
So, yeah, it's good. I love rye whiskey. Ooh, my favorite. Anyway.
Damn, that's
point
thirsty.
Is, we can't all, just automatically ascribe this to out there. It might be right here.
If, yeah, I think that
maybe
goes
if we
into.
Approach these guys. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that one that goes into when they say an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Well, it could be that too. You know, that gets into physics and the fabric of time and space, and Einstein. It gets
mm-hmm.
deep pretty quick. But think about this: if have you guys heard anything about the Revenchide Forest, the guy from Microsoft who decoded that binary?
No. Mm-mm. What?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I judge by the silence. It's a no. Okay.
No.
So one of the guards who saw the UFO up close at Revenchide Forest in England,
oh,
if you remember
yes.
that, was in the
yes,
50s.
Yes, I remember that.
I yes, do. Yes, yes,
okay.
yes,
I
do.
And,
I remember that
and
one.
And so he
and
ran
he,
his
he
hand.
Remembered the code.
He's... Yeah, he's
ran
said this for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Right, his head across it, and all these zeros and ones popped into his head. So
exactly.
he had taken a pad paper and sat there and wrote out like, what, God, 15 pages of this or 20 pages? I don't know. So somebody from Microsoft, maybe they just got a wild hair, thought, well, hey, let me take and put that into groups of eight, you know, 8 bits, 8 bytes, blah, blah, blah. So he did,
really?
And made it like binary. Yeah, and sure enough, what came out was expedition number, yada, yada. It had a star date. It had all this information, the observation of Earth.
And no way.
No way.
Yeah. Yes. And huh. That's what the binary said.
So cool.
So, I mean, it's like, holy shit, maybe these really are us, you know? I mean, it kind of takes away the whole theory of Martians coming to take us away, but, you know.
Well, I do think we have other life forms as well.
There are.
You know, we're not the only life forms.
We're not the only life forms. But no. That's the cool part is
I
think that's going to come out. I think that's coming out big time this year.
You can't hide the UFOs anymore.
That it's becoming more and more, but I think it's actually going to get blown up for all the people to finally
I think there's too
wake
much
up.
Technology.
I have no doubt that we're a spectacle to watch. You know, I'm sure people
don't you know?
Sure.
I bet they've got bets on all of us.
Hey, look at
I
this
bet
cloud.
They're going, that's a
he
shit show over there. Let's watch this one. Yeah.
Let's watch them
in and watch this little guy over here. He wants to push the red button.
Kind of like the aliens drive by and they lock their doors.
Yeah.
Come in by Earth. Go, oh, we're not stopping there.
We're
Let's
not stopping there.
Going.
We keep on going, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Because all our government wants to do is kill them and study them.
Yeah, those flying saucers, they lock up, click, click.
We're
getting close to Earth.
We're not stopping there.
Don't stop, kids.
There's
no
certain places we can't go to. I'm sorry. Disneyland is not on our agenda.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So,
I was just curious about the paranormal activity because I've noticed that too. I've also noticed people that prior to now, you know, really weren't very much into this, but all of a sudden have gotten real interested.
Yeah.
Because you can't deny it. You can't stop
kind of
it anymore.
Can't stop it anymore. People are curious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are finally coming. Well, is that energy that's going into the age of Aquarius, and that's supposed to happen in November, I believe, of 2024. It's supposed to be happening at that time. So it's like we have a year to get ready. And it's like pushing us and pushing us and pushing us, and we're trying to clean out stuff. And that's all I've been doing for the last couple of months is cleaning up stuff out of the house.
Mm.
I mean, and other people are doing the same thing.
Everybody has that tick right now.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Absolutely.
You brought that up.
Yeah.
So
everybody's
many people are
doing
like,
something.
You know, I just got so much junk. I just want to get rid of all the junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like, okay, I'm done with this. And what I have discovered that is really kind of odd is there's so much stuff that I had attachment to because my mom had an attachment to it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, screw it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too.
And just let it go because I'm thinking, not the boys aren't going to want any of this stuff. They don't care.
They don't know. They don't care.
You know, it's like just go ahead and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
exactly.
What's been happening.
Yeah. Just because they were tied to it. What the hell am I tied to it?
It's like,
I'm done.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be tied to this. So, we don't need that. So, wow. Well, another hour has flown by and just gone boom.
Wow. Boom. It was so much fun, Dr. Chuck.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this.
I really enjoyed it because you were my mentor to unlock all my abilities. So.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's how Elizabeth and I met.
That's right. It's all Dr. Chuck's fault.
It's like,
it's Dr. Chuck's
it's
fault.
It's all my fault. I started this, damn it.
See what you did?
Oh, well.
Putting all like-minded people together, creating a community. How dare you?
Yeah. There you go. Start another group
again. What the
I know
hell
it.
Was I
what
thinking?
What were you thinking? Oh, my God.
In the south of Dallas, Texas. What?
Please.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Seriously.
Yep.
Let's sit and chat and have some fried green tomatoes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well,
good.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Good.
I
love
guess we're
that.
Gonna...
I actually went to the I actually went to that barbecue place in Georgia, the actual place where they filmed the movie Fried Green Tomatoes.
No way.
Top
cafe.
Did you really?
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
I will
Are
never
they not
forget. They were so freaking – and they had that
so
peach
good.
Pork peach barbecue pork.
Oh, yum. God, melts in your mouth.
Oh, you've done it now. Now we're all hungry.
And it's a little bitty dive. I bet
little
you can fit 30 people in it.
I've heard that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not real big.
Well, it doesn't
great
surprise
food,
me.
Though.
Mm.
Well, that's you know, Fanny Flagg, who wrote the story, was actually our weather lady.
What?
Back when I lived in Alabama. She was the weather lady for, I believe, WBRC-TV Channel 6.
Wow, go Fanny, and that was rare back then.
And I thought she was hysterical then.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, I thought, who is this woman? She is hysterical, and she's, you know, giving out weather reports, and it's like, okay. But, yeah,
wow.
Sure enough.
That's
how
a little
crazy.
Bit of trivia.
Small world.
Just a little,
small
I know.
World.
It really is. It really is. Well, Dr. Chuck, thank you again for a fantastic hour and for letting us listen to your knowledge. We so appreciate it. I guess we're going to have to get you some rye whiskey, huh?
Yeah, we need some whiskey.
There you go.
What kind of
rye
whiskey? What kind do you like, speaking of rye whiskey?
Well, you're going to laugh if I tell you, but don't laugh.
Okay.
It's called Redemption.
He said don't laugh.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so I lied.
We can't help ourselves.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I know.
So,
what an awesome
Bullet
note
makes
to
a
end
nice
on.
One and some of the other.
All more for
makes
you.
The best average price rye whiskey out there. I swear to God. I swear by
all
it.
All more
that's
for you.
Awesome.
Redemption.
Yes.
Okay.
Redemption.
Love it. What
you
a
know,
cool
if
way
they
to
made
end.
Like a psychic rye whiskey, all of us would have to be part of the stock. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You got it.
All right.
Love
well,
it.
Everybody, y'all take some care.
Rye whiskey
some,
and some nice cigars. Oh, my God.
Then everybody would be all happy.
You.
All
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Well,
I'm good.
Everybody a cigar.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Chuck, and thanks, everybody who were listening, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thanks to my special guest, Mary Ann, for coming
Thank
in
you.
And for Dina Fey for coming in as
yes.
well.
Pleasure.
Thank
it
you.
Was awesome.
Send positive energy to Carrie and healing energy to
healing to the girl.
She gets well extremely fast.
Big
love one another.
Yes.
And I guess it's time for
don't
us
forget to
go.
Don't forget, Ghost of My Child.
Goes to my child.
Discovery Plus.
Okay, we'll be doing that. Yeah. So I guess it's time for us to mosey on out of here, right?
So long,
happy
farewell, love you to you.
I'd be
moseying. Okay. So we're going to be moseying
happy
like right
chain.
Now. You ready? All right, here we go.
Good night.
Jackson of iSpeakFoxy.com. Are you in an abusive relationship and need help safely finding your path to freedom? Call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or text the word SAFE to 88788. You may also chat with someone online 24/7 at www.thehotline.org. Be safe.
Thank you for joining us. Until we reconnect, stay healthy and hopeful. We realize that these are stressful times, and we encourage you to seek professional connections if you or a loved one are having suicidal thoughts. Please go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 TALK or text HELLO to 741741, which is the crisis text line. Both are free, open 24/7, and they will respond. Good night.
This is psychic medium Carrie Glazer, and you're listening to Make It So Network.